Okay.
Hey, what's up?
We're
Happy
live.
summertime. We are live.
What?
Apologies if am I
Yeah,
delayed already?
yes, your Wi-Fi is it's all good though. We're just gonna make it through. We're gonna make it through. We're gonna make it
Damn
through.
you, Circa. I'm on location at the Circa Hotel, which has been nothing but by far amazing so far as the hospitality, the customer service. Unfortunately, I even paid for premium Wi-Fi here in the room, and we may have issues, but at least we're here. Welcome to the show, Girl Chat Sports with Mo and Mel. We appreciate you. It's officially summertime. Tomorrow's my birthday. So it's all about the cancer season right now. How
Yeah,
you
that
doing,
cancer's
Mo?
in full effect. Full effect.
Yes, as we should be. It's
Yeah,
been a
represent.
long winter, a long fall, a long spring. We tired of them Geminis. We got to get it in before them Leos start creeping in because they start way
Yeah.
too soon. So
Represent your clique, girl. Represent your
we'll see
clique.
how that goes. Yes, and today with obviously I'll give away my age, but I do support my guy Julio Rodriguez, the Mariners, because he is also number 44, which is the magical number for this year.
Okay.
Hello.
You gotta play you
Yeah,
gotta
you know how it
play
does.
craps or roulette. No, not even craps. You gotta play roulette, and if there's a 44 on there, put it on there.
Roulette.
Put your chip on there. See what
Add that
happens.
to my lucky numbers. Yeah, I think
Yes.
I will.
See if that'll
Sounds
be your
good.
lucky number. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm with it. I'm with it.
Yeah.
So we do have a special guest to join us later. So when she pops on, we'll get her on the show as well. But I did want to go over, first of all, welcome everybody to the show. If you're watching, please share and subscribe to our YouTube channel at Girl Chat Sports. We know it's Wednesday. The Las Vegas Aces are playing. Unfortunately, we can't watch them in the hotel room because they are away and they're not on the local
Yes.
Las Vegas station. It is on
Yes.
Amazon Prime.
Right.
They are playing the Seattle Storm tonight. So that game just kicked
Uh-oh.
off. Hopefully, we'll get off here in time to watch the second half.
Yeah. Keep you updated on the score and all that good
That's what it
stuff.
is. Yes, sounds good. Sounds good. So there are some hot topics today. Miss Serena Williams, she got her little bid into Wimbledon. She lost a 3-hour first round to Harmony Tan. So Harmony Tan has just marked this on her goal sheet for life because she beat Serena Williams. But this is only the third or fourth time that Serena's lost in a first round. I'm sure it was a little devastating for her, kind of not sure as what she's going to do as far as continuing. And who knows? Like, is it time for her
She needs
to
to
wrap it
retire.
up? I
Simple as
mean,
that. She needs to retire, okay? It's simple as that. Like, listen, you're not gonna just let these young Titos keep beating you. Is this how you want to end your legacy? Like, we know you've got greatness behind you, but you don't want
Right.
someone just to, in the first round, to have clout now saying that they beat you. They beat you on the other side of your career. I think it's time for sis to hang it up. Let's do some things. I want to see her do
It,
amazing
yeah. I
things
mean, she's
off
got so
of the
many
court.
other amazing things. I mean, she's got her daughter that she's even been coaching and training in tennis too, it looks like. It just says so much for her to be doing that it's almost like, gosh,
Yeah, I want to
dang
see her do
it.
some amazing things
It was
off the
just
court. I
better.
want her to be the ghost whisperer as if Mamba was when he was on the phone late nights calling his peers and giving advice and tips. I want her to kind of see that mystique come of her and other things, you know. But this is it, sis. This is it.
Right,
And you hate to see
right.
someone just go
Oh,
out like that, but doggone it. Let's call it.
I
Let's
mean,
call it.
she
I'm not
did
going to
fight,
continue
and
getting
she, but
replaced.
to have a 3-hour match is like that should be like a championship series for her. I mean,
Yeah, in her
that's
prime, she
just
probably could have
a
beat her
lot.
easily. First of all, she wouldn't even have to
Yeah.
compete to get in the first round. That's number one. Number two, the fact that you did it in 3 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did take some time and longevity, but you still ended up losing all that 3 hours for an L. Yeah, girl. It was
It's
nice.
a
It
lot.
was a
It's a lot.
nice, it was a nice run with you, sis. But it's time.
We can't wait to see what else you do.
Yes. I want to see you do
Hey,
amazing
we do
things.
have our guest that has chimed up in here, so we'll
Okay.
get her on. What's up, Sportsnista? Cassandra, how are you?
The Sportsnista.
What's happening? What is happening? I'm having technical difficulties over here. Listen, I always tell people I'm the Sportsnista. I'm not the Technista.
Love it.
Don't expect me to be doing right. Like, you know, my earbuds.
Listen, we already know. We already know.
Right.
What the world is going on? So who you said calling? Are you talking about Serena?
I'm talking about Serena. I'm talking about Ms. Williams. Yes.
Yeah. It made me very
is
sad.
Is it time?
Yeah.
You think it's time?
I just want her to be happy. Mm-hmm. You know, like whatever makes her happy. And it just doesn't look like she looks anguished whenever she's on the court now.
Mm-hmm. That's facts.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, this young lady that beat her just shouldn't have been able to, like, hang with her on the court. Not like that.
Well, and that's the thing. That's my point. You don't want
to
go
out. Not for no 3 hours.
Like, yeah, you don't want to go out looking like that. You just don't want to go out looking like that. That's the crazy thing.
No.
She got to end on a nice high. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, and then it's like, you know, it's different in tennis. Like, you're going to have to play who you draw. So, you know, at her level and where they want her to be, she's going to continue to draw, you know, high level competition. So how do you go out gracefully from that? You know,
I mean, you can't.
It's going to be tough.
Her last match when she won was the graceful moment. Oh.
Okay.
She said she not, was the, not technista the technista
has exited so the building.
Now I know how you feel when I exit the building before it's time.
Right. That's how it is. Come on, that hour. Here we go.
Big combo, and I'm out.
Oh my gosh. Well, when she comes back in, we'll get her back on. The other hot topic, of course, is Brittany Griner. She had her trial date send off. Oh, there she is. I think she's back on. Let me just see. Oh, hi.
Oh, child. Oh, child. I got it fixed now.
Okay.
That's okay. That's all right. So we're talking about Brittany Griner. Of course, she was in court on Monday. They let her know that the trial would be starting on July 1st, which is Friday. And she was also ordered to remain in custody for the duration of the criminal trial, the tension being extended for another 6 months to December 20th, which just seems absolutely ridiculous.
At this point, it'd be whatever they want.
Right.
I mean, they make the rules at this moment. I did want to play a little bit of the Asia Wilson interview when she discussed BG and having seen her. Because I don't want to know, but they showed BG when she was coming into court and they had a little video of her. And, you know, just kind of questioning as far as how she's doing. So here's Asia.
Her sister. And I can't imagine what she's going through. And I pray every single day that the people that are in high ups are doing what they need to do to get her home, because it's unacceptable. And to see her like that, I can't even put it into words, because we talk about how great she is as a player, but that's a person. That's someone's wife, and she can't communicate with that. And I just pray every day, that she comes home and that she's just healthy, because it's so much deeper than the physical. It's the mental, it's the emotional. And anyone that knows BG knows her spirit is probably the best thing about her. Yeah, she can put the ball in the hoop, but her spirit, and I hate to see that stripped away from her. So I pray so much for BG, and I hope we can break.
Yeah. And that, you know, I think most of the and I think most of WWE feels that, but you also think about, like, how the Mercury, you know, are dealing with this as a team. And we've seen, you know, like the recent exit of Tina Charles to Seattle Storm. I can't speculate as to why she wants that move, but I mean, something wasn't jiving for her there. I mean, she's been, you know, she got traded over there this last year in the off season, and Mercury obviously have been playing their best. They did win a game, I think, two games ago. And so they're, you know, trying to get back in that win column. But this Brittany Griner thing is just affecting everybody, I think, around the league. And more people are talking about it. More people are speaking upon it.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough. I mean, you saw, you were sitting right there when Skylar Diggins actually went at it. early, what was it, like the second game of the season?
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of Diana Taurasi. Yeah, there's a lot of stress around that ball club right now. And I mean, they're missing a family member. Like, can you imagine? Like, you wake up and, like, your sister's supposed to be there, and she's not there. And I do, so her wife spoke today. I forget who she was being interviewed by, and she said that Brittany is very afraid. She's stressed and very afraid right now. And how could she not be? Like, I don't know how well she speaks Russian. So I don't know if she's able to, like, really communicate in there. Mm-hmm. So that could be an issue as well. Who knows, you know, what the tactics are as they're mm-hmm. holding her there. As I mean, it's infuriating and it's frightening at the same time.
Because you got to think, every night that we lay our head on our pillows and we're in our homes and we're with our loved ones, that's every day that she is not. That she is in some conditions that probably are indescribable. We don't even know the conditions of her detention in there. And that has to take a toll on the team, to your point, Cassandra, because they're thinking about that constantly. It's in their prayer. It's in their prayers. It's in everything. And they're thinking about that constantly. So I can understand how the pressure and everything goes. And with Tina Charles doing the divorce from the team, if you will, they call it a divorce. I had never heard of that before.
I never heard of that before.
That was a new thing, a divorce. Okay.
Extra over there.
Yeah. But, you know, for her to have to do that exit stage left, I mean, it's got to be the mental toll and taxing on them. And not to mention their season, just not what it is, because they're missing their arm. They're missing. It's like losing an arm, losing a limb. They're missing their limb. So every day it's going to be very challenging.
And well, physically, she's the biggest presence on their team. You know, she's 6'8", 6'9". That's a lot of human being to, like, miss. And, you know, I keep saying we've got to put pressure on the United States government to figure it out. We can't let it play out in the court system in Russia. We got to bring
her. Absolutely. I agree.
Like, whoever they got to.
And it also makes me think about. Well, it also makes me think about, like, how many players come this next offseason are going to be questioning going out of overseas to play for the rest of their money. Who are going to, and whether it be other countries or not, but, you know, who's going to go play in Russia again after this? I would say people should be boycotting going to Russia at all costs for any of the teams they have out there, because it just seems ridiculous that you don't realize what this person has given you in your country and played for how many, 5-6 years now, and this is how you're going to treat it? Like, you don't care. So no one should want to play out there at this point.
The CBA actually changes in 2024. So for this year, players were penalized if they weren't back by the start of the season. Mm. Next season, they will be penalized if they're not back before the start of training camp. So that prohibits a lot of these WNBA players from fulfilling their contracts in these foreign countries. And I believe there is there are restrictions for Russia now. So anybody who was going over there, like, they're not going until all of that plays out. Good. But it's going to change for multiple countries as well for 2024.
Wow. Jeez.
Wow. It's heartbreaking. And especially not even being like she just said, not even just as a player, but as a human, as a family member, as a wife, as a, you know, I mean, all those things come into play. And it's just ridiculous that you've got your family member living over there and you barely have any communication, if whatsoever. Sad situation. Sad. But our prayer for
free BG, man. Free her. Get her out of there. Like, this is crazy.
There's a petition to sign on change.org. We'll post that onto the group page here a little later, so people can have the option whether the change.org petitions work or not. You know, whatever we can do to at least put some effort towards the movement. I'm sure most of us, if not all, would be ready to do so. So. Just sad.
Yeah. Pretty heavy.
Definitely. Definitely. So I didn't have a significant, this is like the 1 week that we haven't had a major Jugadores logo, someone completely acting up that I could remember off the top of my head from last week.
Honey, you had one.
But my new thing, what I have?
Honey, that girl, you got the Mariners in that Jugadores locos. That ball,
That's what I got already. I'm saying, but I didn't have like a particular, you know what I mean? But the thing is I'm wondering, like, is Major League Baseball now the NHL? Because not only do we have the Mariners, which I'll show in a second, but even today, the Blue Jays and the Red Sox cleared benches and bullpens. Oh, it just amazes me that not only the bench comes out, but when the bullpens are running from the outfield to come in to try and join in. And if you didn't already see what the suspensions were for the Mariners, and the Angels brawl, why would you want to be out there doing this again? So I just want to show just a brief, less than a minute of what took place, which was really, I think, like an 18, 19 minute delay in the game.
And the Angels and the benches are clear. And Justin Upton comes in. And we have chaos. Bullpen's coming in now.
So again, that was just less than a minute of what was about a 15 to 18 minute delay in the game.
Can you tell me what happened here? I still don't even understand what happened.
Had been high tension. I believe this was only the, I think this was the second or the third game of like a 3 or 4 game series with the Angels.
Okay.
From what I gathered, the game before, there had been a couple issues with getting hit with a pitch. There had been a couple something had happened during the first inning. Not sure what exactly transpired, but this happened in the beginning of the second inning. So Jesse Winkler got hit by a pitch and he basically was infuriated. He went after it. We had a total of 12 suspensions. 8 people got ejected from that game just in itself, including Jesse Winkler, which is hilarious. He's a Mariner. One of the fans in the stands actually sent him a pizza and had it delivered to the Angels while I got, and he got it. And he tweeted back, I received the pizza, thank you, et cetera, et cetera. That was kind of cute. So the pitcher got 10-game suspension. Jesse had 7-game suspension. J.P. Crawford got 5. There's 3 other Angels that got 3 games. Julio Rodriguez, my guy that I'm sporting today, he got a 2-game suspension. But here's what's crazy. These are some of the people that took part in this fight, like the Major League Baseball interpreter for the Angels. He got 2 games. There's a bench coach, a catching coach, and a pitching coach, all for the Angels that took part in this fight, and they all got 2 to 5 game suspensions.
The pitching,
if you're
coach
a coach, don't you
bullpen.
Think? Don't you think this is out your? I mean, this. I mean, listen. When do you call it enough? Like, you're
all hands on deck with this baseball. You know, you heard one of their own. They come out like parents. I mean, right. the action is ridiculous. Well,
what's
but
even worse?
I love it. And wasn't there a fractured elbow in the mix of all this, too?
So the Angels pitcher, he's a reliever, Archie Bradley, he fractured his elbow in the fight by trying to jump over the dugout.
Yeah.
So now he's out 4 weeks already, just off of trying to take part in the fight.
Still plenty of baseball left. We're early in the season, but I don't need to get any crazier.
Right. After the fight took place, too, then you've got Angels players that are throwing sunflower seeds in the dugout. Apparently, there was a cooler that got thrown in the dugout. There's other things that are trying to get thrown in the dugout. I mean, Jesse Winkler flipped off the fans. It was just, it's a royal rumble. It was a royal rumble.
Boy, it's a good thing the fans didn't get into it in the stands. Like, the energy would have just been fans brawling, too. Man.
You know, and it always kills me when you have like pitchers coming from the bullpen, because by the time you get to the fight, like, you should be huffing and puffing. You ran a country mile.
Right.
To get over there. You still want to fight? Like, what was going on?
You should have had all the fight out of you.
It didn't cool you down to be like, you know,
like, is there a fine? I mean, it's almost like, is there like an internal fine with these players that if you don't leave the bullpen, that shows that you're not trying to participate as the team, and maybe you get, I don't know. I just, right. Why are you leaving the bullpen? That means you got to walk off. You got to walk your butt all the way back there when it's over with. It's just, it's a lot. Couldn't.
But you know what, y'all? Truthfully, like, everybody's wild and everywhere. Yeah. Right? Nobody know how to act. Whether they're on their job, if they're in a parking lot, the grocery store, school board meeting, everybody's wilding everywhere. Yeah. It's like we need to just go on a whole group sabbatical and just be like, all right, this is, everybody's in a penalty box. Yeah, 2-week penalty box. Come back and act right. Because honestly, like everywhere you go, somebody is acting up in a really like disproportionate to the situation kind of way.
You know, ever like since it's like people need another whole pandemic year or something.
Everybody wants to fight now. Ever since the fights on airplanes, everybody wants to box now.
Everybody everywhere is like trying to like go to fisticuffs. And I'm like, you know, when's it stop? Like when do the adults in the room assume the position? You know? Yeah.
Where are the
like,
adults?
Please. Honestly. It's like, please. Like, did they stay on quarantine or what the hell? Bananas.
Yeah.
It's a lot. So definitely Jugadores Locos there. I didn't get a chance to even catch what happened to Blue Jays Red Sox. I know it was in their pitcher in a hit situation on a batter, but other than that, I really wasn't sure. We'll get into some Las Vegas sports because we definitely want to talk about the UFC 276. Obviously, me and Mo don't talk as much about UFC, but the sports needs us. She's like our local UFC lady here, the lady in red.
I always read.
So UFC 276. Explain it. I also wanted to ask you that too. What started the Always Red on Fight Night?
Nothing significant. It was just random. I happened to have on, like, I had worn different colored dresses prior to that, and one day I wore a red one, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna just do this. It's really like not deep at all.
It pops though. Let me tell you, it works.
It does. Like, how many red dresses do you own now, though? Because it seems like your wardrobe with red is endless. I mean, you must have like a whole closet stashed away.
Do have a red dress closet, but it's not as deep. Like, there's some remixes in there, so
you can't tell. You cannot tell.
I do remixes, and some of them I put on before COVID. That I'm not going to be able to get into again. So they will become my daughters. I ain't even
understood. Understood.
I had one on and I thought I was going to have to go to the hospital to try to get it off. And I was just like, oh my God. Oh my God. What? Yeah, but I do have like a separate red dress closet, and that's where that stuff lies. But you know what? And none of them dresses cost me more than $35. I'm very particular about not investing in these things. It's all Amazon. I never try anything on. If it don't fit, it don't fit.
For $35, you take the wash on that. I understand that. Yeah. A little spill on there. It's no big deal. I get it. You don't have to spend that much money on a whole bunch of red finery. I get it. But you look fabulous in it. Don't get it wrong.
You make it look like $1 million every time.
You really do.
Yeah.
Working it.
No, but we have UFC coming up 276 again at T-Mobile. That's the home of UFC here in Las Vegas. And it's going head to head with WWE. They're at Madison Square Garden, MGM, Grand Garden Arena with their Money in the Bank.
Oh, really?
And it was supposed to be at Allegiant. And again, they went head to head with UFC. Now, last year, WWE had SummerSlam, I think it's SummerSlam, Allegiant. And it was a record-breaking attendance for them. They weren't going head-to-head with UFC. They went head-to-head with Pacquiao and boxing. Different audiences. UFC and WWE is a very similar audience. And I really think they ran them out of there. And they, like, hightailed it over to MGM. But interesting enough, Ronda Rousey is part of the WWE event.
Right.
Before she switched over to wrestling. Right. And there she's doing no pre-event press. It's almost like they're sneaking her in. And it's like you have UFC just across kind of across the street on the strip. It's a big deal for her to be in town for another promotion. So I'm actually going to be writing that story for LV Sports Biz. I think we're going to run it on Friday about Ronda kind of like sneaking in undercover with WWE. Like I've asked, we interviewed one of their superstars. My son and I actually, we tag teamed the interview with Drew McIntyre, one of their superstars yesterday. And then we're going to run the Ronda Rousey story on Friday.
Well, we look forward to reading that. So that's, yeah that is interesting. That's great. That she's trying to avoid her man.
I was like, what's going on with the contract? She's like, yeah, I'm coming in to do this, but y'all ain't paying me to promote. Like, she pulling a Monique on them or something like that.
Okay. I don't get exes. I didn't know. Okay.
Could be that too. But she did just, the baby is under a year old, but still, I'm like, something is not right in this whole, especially if like you're struggling for ticket sales. You best call that gal, like come in and get her on, you know, with Brian Salmon or something.
Yeah, B, if you're listening.
Yeah, B,
get that Rousey. We need to see Rousey.
Yeah, but we're going to have a lot of fun at UFC. Everything kicked off today, like back and forth. There's the Hall of Fame, UFC Hall of Fame induction. Daniel Cormier is headlining kind of that class along with Khabib, his good friend. Now the last time Khabib was like at an event in Las Vegas, he was jumping out the cage trying to kick Conor's friend in the face.
Oh Lord.
I remember that.
So interesting to have him back. And then there's like some parties happening and a big fan fest, and of course Israel Adesanya is headlining the card at T-Mobile on Saturday night. And so listen, by 10 o'clock Saturday, like somebody text me, be like, you all right?
Yeah, I will, because I'm like, dang, it sounds like somebody's gonna be turning into a pumpkin before 4th of July.
Right. Woo! And it's 4th of July weekend, so it's already busy out here as it is. So
we're gonna UFC. Do a welfare check on you, Sam. Yeah. Don't worry. We will.
Yeah. I was like,
we'll send a pizza to you at the stadium. Right.
Just make sure that pumpkin though, like if I see a red dress with a pumpkin in it, like I'm gonna be like, that's Cassandra. She didn't turn into a pumpkin on us, y'all.
I usually have, like, you know, some cute shoes. But let me tell you, these days, I only wear the shoes for the photo. I'm wearing my Pumas or my...
I know that's right.
Listen.
I know that.
I believe it.
I forget all.
Ain't no time for heels these days.
I don't blame you.
At all. So what is the big...
Did y'all find, like, during COVID, like, once you had to put regular clothes back on, like, shoes, like for example, like your feet, girl, like changed up on you.
Listen, I stay asking if I can wear sneakers. I'm
something, and I can't even. The shoe thing is a tough one for me. My feet get swollen in those shoes. My feet hurt for weeks. Let me just tell you, being off that whole time for COVID, and then coming back to work and standing for a few hours, my feet were hurting every day because I wasn't used to standing
anymore.
Charlie
horses in the middle of the night, got to jump up.
All of
that.
Like it was for weeks that my feet did not get acclimated to me standing on that floor because I had not been standing for so long. I didn't realize that you had to start that motion all over again.
Wow.
It's super wet.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I've been slowly transitioning heels to all sneakers. So I'm kicking one out as I get a new one. I just can't. I'm over it. I'm done.
Yeah.
But I wanted to ask, so what's the main storyline coming up for UFC 276? Is there something major we need to be looking out for or keep an eye on?
Mm-hmm. So there's a couple things. Of course, you know, it is the Hall of Fame induction, and Daniel Cormier is the ultimate company man. He anchors their desk cover, their in-arena coverage. He has several shows for them, like that their wraparound ESPN coverage. You don't see that with any other league. And it's kind of because, you know, UFC like is their own broadcaster as well. And because of their relationship with ESPN. But like there's no NBA company man, for example, no NFL company man. Daniel Cormier is that. And I think that, you know, it warrants kind of some looking at, you know, how he was able to transition from being a fighter to actually like, you know, a brand for the the promotion. Yeah. In addition to that, at the top of the card, there's Israel Adesanya with Jared Cannonier. And Jared is an interesting guy, has his own crystals and kind of walks around with rocks and, you know, things that are important to him because he is someone who really believes in energy and the power of that. And I hope he believes in the power and energy of Israel Adesanya because them head kicks are coming. And it's going to be serious. But the fight to really look out for is actually it kicks off the pay-per-view because we lost the fight because of COVID. Lauren Murphy actually dropped off. She was fighting Misha Tate.
Oh, the girls fight. Yeah. So they're not going to do that fight?
Nah. No, they decided to reschedule it instead
of
someone else. I don't know. Yeah, it's, you know, and it's rare that UFC doesn't have like a prominent women's fight.
They don't. That's just the Amanda Nunes defeat.
Yeah, right. But I mean, they usually have one, but this is kind of one of those rare like major cards that isn't on there. But we do have an OG on there and Donald Cerrone. Cowboy is back. Yep. His fight was been canceled twice, and now they found another opponent in Jim Miller, who's also an OG. But Cowboy says he was going to retire. This is going to be his swan song. But
thought he did.
It's fight 48, so he's gonna go for
50. I thought he did. I honestly thought Cowboy was done. Like when you said that, I'm like, wait a minute, Cowboy back?
He's gonna go for 50. He's gonna, okay. And he said he'll do 49 and 50 on his own time. So who knows when that's going to be? And thinking about like Serena and how she can't really call her walk-off shot like that. You know, someone like, you know, a professional fighter like Donald Cerrone, who's, you know, been around. And because of the nature of the promotion he fights for, he can call his last shot. So it's kind of cool, you know, to see that. And then finally, there's a trilogy fight with Alexander Volkanovski for the featherweight title against Max Holloway. Max had been highly regarded as the best featherweight ever in UFC history, but he's lost back-to-back to Volkanovski. Oh. So let's see if he can right the ship. If y'all got some extra coins laying around, I'm putting my money on Max on that one.
Okay.
On which one? Let me take notes. I'm going to get on my app later, hit up the sports book down here.
Now, do you have the apps? Do you have William Hill or something like that?
Oh, yeah. I got William Hill. I've got the Stations Casino. I use the MGM Grand one, though. The BetMGM one is probably my favorite. Yeah, I do like that.
I have the William Hill one, but I always have other people do it.
Look, I'm so like a newbie at like the betting thing. Like I went to Green Valley Ranch like last year to try to bet on something, and I gave them cash, and they're like, "We don't do cash."
Yeah, we don't do that. Wynn still takes cash though. Wynn will still take cash.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, because sometimes I used to walk across the street on my lunch hour.
They take cash inside the sports books.
Circa does. I did a bet at Circa.
Every casino I've been at, you can go to the sports book and put money down.
Maybe they're trying to force people to use the app because it's a station.
That and the club card. They probably ask if you had your rewards and the doggone.
They did.
Yeah, they asked for that doggone club card first. Yeah, they're crazy.
Oh, did.
Yeah, they ain't got the energy for all that, the strength for all that.
Dude, I don't usually bet with my own money, but like if I had like some coins lying around, I might. Yeah, I was like looking in the little girl's like purse, like them kids, my kids be having more cash than I do. I'm like, where y'all get this money from? Grandma be sliding them stuff, and I'm like, let me go check and see how much they got.
Not the kids first, not the girls
first.
That's
hilarious.
That's money due me. That's money due me.
Okay, I understand.
Well, we look forward to your updates throughout the week and weekend for the fights.
Definitely.
And we'll look forward to whatever red outfit you're rocking this weekend.
Oh, it just came today. I'm going to do something a little different than I normally do. And so I haven't tried it on. So,
okay.
You don't see come Saturday what happened was.
Well, it's so funny because all your reds are the same color. It's like a distinct red. Like some reds, like if you go hunt for red, it's either tomato red or chili pepper red or whatever. But you got or apple red. You've got the primo.
Like that cherry red. You got
cherry
that cherry red.
Like
red.
Every dress is the same type of red.
It's usually the same company. So I buy from the same company quite frequently. So that's probably what it is. But no, I got the Adidas ready. I'm doing WWE a couple hours earlier, and then I'm a hop over to UFC to close out the night. Because usually with UFC, I write to deadline because, like, as fights are happening, I'm kind of explaining, like, I have a general idea what I'm writing about, but then I need to slide in the actual results. But the gotcha. WWE stories will be written before.
Okay. That's what's up, girl. I like it.
Cool. Yeah, cool. But honestly, when's the Aces, are they back next Wednesday?
No, they're gone for a while. They're here on the 6th because it's I'm going to be gone. But it's they're giving away the free, the camo military appreciation shirts.
Oh, okay.
So if you are, I think it's a July 6th. I'm trying to finagle someone to go for me so I can get a camo shirt. But yeah, it's the camo Las Vegas Aces shirts. I think it's like, you know, for the first fans until it's gone or something. But I think after that, they have a good long stretch away and they're not back for like another week or 10 days or something.
Have we heard anything about Chelsea Gray? Like, is she joining them?
She's back tonight. Chelsea's playing, yeah?
Okay.
Yeah, she just had a personal day yesterday. She had originally been on the on the list, I think, earlier this morning, but they changed it. Mm. Jiggy changed it, and they had no one on the injured list. So Rakina Williams is back. We'll talk about the Aces a little bit. They're still first in the WNBA right now, just only a half point over the Sky. Beating the Sparks on Monday without Chelsea. Plum and Wilson went off for 20. I didn't realize they had 54 points combined. When I checked the box score, nobody else even touched double digits for the Aces. It was literally just Plum and Wilson.
Like, they just went off. And you know what? Sometimes you just got to give the rock to the hot hand. And Becky was like, do your thing, girl. Like, that's – and listen – Plum is a baller.
She is, and I don't know why she doesn't get these Player of the Weeks, because she really comes through as
she does.
She really does. If she doesn't get it this week, I'm going to really be really tight, because it's going to be like, listen, did you see that game against the Sparks? Like,
how much fun is she going to be in the All-Star game? Like, her game is
she's going to be amazing
for the All-Star game.
I'm so excited for her first
so scrappy. That's my girl. Great. So excited for her.
Aces are up right now, 37-33, it looks like.
But did y'all get the feeling, like, watching Chelsea, that maybe something was going on? Like, the two games prior that she played.
She was a little off.
She was off.
She was very off.
She was off.
Yeah. So whatever it was, we hope that it's better, or it's, you know, fixed, or she's dealing with whatever's happening. Yeah. She did have a personal day, so we'll see how that goes. They do. And I think it's evident in times like that, you know, in times like on Monday when you don't see her there, she's kind of like also, you know, as a floor general, she's able to move that ball other people and move it around. Without her, they kind of get locked into certain positions. But the Aces also signed Derica Hamby to a 2-year extension. It's crazy to see these girls with the extensions and then you see a K at the end of it, like a 169,000. Oh, for 2 years, you're getting... Got you. Okay. 2 years, $169,000. She's also named the All-Star team. They did the rest of the All-Stars, the reserves. So here's those. Derica Hamby was on that. This is her second time. I was a little surprised Chelsea wasn't on here. I just feel like Chelsea has done so much for this team so far. And I know that the coaches are the ones that are voting the reserve players in. But did you guys see anybody on there or have any ideas to who might be off that list or who should have made it?
I shall do, Skylar Diggins.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking right at you, Skylar Diggins. That is the main name that I was like a little surprised that she was chosen as a reserve over Chelsea. I'm like, y'all must have forgot.
Yeah.
I don't know what season they're trying to vote her in off of, because it shouldn't have been one great game. It shouldn't be getting you into the All-Star game. And I feel like she's had one good game this year.
And she's missed some games on top of that, too. She ain't even played every game. So,
Well, you know, this is based off a popularity contest already.
It's a reserve, though, like the coaches, right? So
this is the coaches, and I think this, I can't remember who else, but coaches and staff or something vote for the reserves.
Yeah.
I just was shocked. I felt like Chelsea should have been. I mean, obviously we're excited for Jackie and for Kelsey because it's their first All-Star game. Asia, of course, is back there as a captain. It's just, you know, and it's going to be in Chicago. Like, I just feel like All-Star should always be in Las Vegas. It was beautiful out here.
Super wet. It was so good in Las Vegas. It really was. And that was the greatest experience ever for us to attend that and see it. But, you know.
Even the players say that. And, like, listen, I got a healthy disdain for that Chicago coach. He really he has so much shade for Las Vegas. And I think a lot of it came from his relationship with Lambeer and kind of how things went down in San Antonio. Mm. But he just acts a fool in Vegas. Like, he was like giving side eyes.
He was acting.
He was. His nonverbal was ridiculous. Cause you were texting me because I'm like, look at him. Look at
this fool.
He's very sassy. Yeah.
So guess what's crazy is you've also aces starting on y'all.
Right. And the only team in the league with multiple players in the All-Star.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
And you go on.
But you also got to think about it. Not only is he's also going to be coaching along with Becky Hammon for the All-Star Games. They're going at it again there. Mm-hmm. Then they're going to go at it again for the Commissioner's Cup Championship Final. So these two are really going to have a lot of time probably.
Yeah.
But I'm loving the little rivalry, though. I'm welcoming it. I'm with it. Yeah, so it works for me.
We need it. We need it.
Yeah, we do.
So definitely... But congrats to De'Erica. It's good to see that she's getting an extension. We'd like to see when they get these extensions and sign home. Our lights, of course, I was trying to go so hard to that water fight on last Friday. I just couldn't make it. But listen to the this Saturday, they got the Great American Hot Dog Eating Contest.
I can't.
The winner will receive a free Jarritos for a year. That's what those drinks they have over there at the game.
On top of that, you got all that sugar coming to you for
man,
you.
Man, listen, a hot dog eating.
Plus all that sugar. And I'm wearing my lights a little tea today because I have to represent them from time to time. I miss my lights. But God, a hot dog eating contest and then a award of flavored sugar to your house for a year.
Oh, a whole year.
If you don't go donate those things, you get that.
Diabetes type 2 about to
be. Right. If you don't spread that thing out to some local schools with these kids when they come back or something. Yes. I don't know. Yes. Summer school sessions, camps. I'm not going to have boxes of sugar coming to my house like that.
Like, for a whole year. They just give you like 15 cases and like, you know, send you on your way or something like that. Or you got to go every week and be like, can I have my Jarritos?
Can you imagine?
I can't.
But since it is 4th of July weekend, of course, Las Vegas does it big. So the lights will be having fireworks on the game on Saturday as well, along with the hot dog eating contest at halftime. Still $10 for tickets. Plus, you also got the Aviators. They're giving away the Top Gun Maverick t-shirts this Friday. Yes. They're going to have the fireworks on Saturday and then a fireworks extravaganza on Sunday. So, you know, Las Vegas ballpark kicks off. I could be hearing their fireworks at night going off after every win, and I can only imagine what it would be like this weekend. Plus, you got, of course, the crazy fireworks that will be happening in Las Vegas. Yeah.
You know, speaking of $10 tickets, just to throw it in real quick, the Aces have $10 tickets for every game available.
They do.
Of course, it's a little bit further back, but it's $10. And it's still a good enough seat to invest in that. And parking, if you're a Nevada resident, if you scan your barcode, if you're there less than 3 hours, your parking is free.
Yeah,
so
great.
Get your butts out there.
Yeah, support these
ladies. Easy, then. Yeah. Yes. You have to. I don't know. I just think it's crazy.
For Father's Day, when I went to that game as a spectator, it was actually a really good turnout, and I actually was impressed with the amount of people that showed up as a Father's Day thing, and quite a few season ticket holders, and not to mention just people. We actually sat next to a group, a couple celebrating their anniversary with their friends that had just bought a ticket day of and flew into Vegas, and that's what they wanted to do was go see the Aces.
Oh, that's cool.
So you got people that's in. You've got
people that's
in it.
That's what I'm talking
about. Yeah, you've got people that's all in for real with the WNBA. And I was talking to the husband because I was sitting next to him. He says, he says, I love WNBA. He says, that was the first thing I wanted to do. He's like, we've got other things going on that we plan. But as soon as we flew in, we're like, let's buy these tickets. They're inexpensive. We're going to go to a game.
I'm sitting on books. I have my books, though. I gotta
get them. I sit on pillows, Cassandra, aww, just to get me a little bit of height. So I get
me. I try to lower everything. So
I get it. I try to get my little height on.
Listen, I'm
because that chair is like.
I went to the game. The last game we went to, there were, you know, Ball Dogs helped in getting some of those free tickets away, and that place was packed. I mean, mm-hmm. I had friends and. Friends brought all the grandkids. I saw coworkers I hadn't seen in years with their families. So a lot of people came out, and that was great. And it was good to see them getting that kind of attention and getting the arena packed. I think even if getting a free ticket helps your foot in the door to want to come back and pay 10 or pay whatever the price is, then hopefully that helps them to keep packing the house.
Look, for a couple of games, I get those $10 tickets and I go with my kids and I take my laptop. I sit up there and let them run around because ain't nobody up there. Act fool. I can write my story and be out. You know, it's just a nice, and they do a great job of the in arena. How are you guys liking the high rollers that they added?
I love the high rollers.
Every time she goes to a game, she sees them. I never get a chance to see these ladies, but when she posts so footage of them or Aces posts footage on their page. They are so cute. I'm loving it. Listen,
the last game, I ran into them in the bathroom there in the back area because they were getting ready for their performance. And I was like, oh, you guys are performing today? Yes. They're like, yes. We're the first time out of the fourth period. And I was like, okay, I will be there ready and waiting. And she goes, I thank you so much. They're so adorable. I love them. And so, I'm just always like, I always somehow miss, but the last couple games that I've gone to, they were there. So I'm excited for that. Yeah. We love the high rollers. Love the high rollers. I even told one of my girlfriends I used to work with, I was like, you are trying out next year because I want to see you down there.
Because it's 50 plus, right?
Right. So 55, I think. Or is it 50? Oh, 50?
It's 50 some.
Okay. Well, yeah. Heck yeah.
They ain't that old, but you know, they seasoned.
Yeah. But some of them out there be looking, look good too. They look a lot younger than, you know, a few others, but I love the high rollers, but. And I wanted to shout out Mariah Jefferson, who had been an ace for a brief time. She got the Minnesota Lynx had their very first triple double in history, and she made it happen. And I'm just, it's proud. Oh, and the whole team went crazy. The coach, it was just a really good, she got her 10th rebound the last play or something. She caught the rebound. So it was just great to see her make that success and have a history making. Whereas, how was it the very first one for your franchise? I guess.
And she had a triple double on boards. Like Mariah Jefferson is like 5'6", 5'7". You know, she's not like the tallest player. She's a guard. But when the Aces kicked off their, you know, Las Vegas residency or the moving to Las Vegas, she was the featured player. It was her and I forget who the other one was. They hadn't drafted Asia yet. So like she was the face of the original face of the franchise. It was her, Bill Laimbeer, and another player that they were featuring.
Maybe Kelsey. Kelsey was still here from the Stars.
It was a tall African American woman. So I don't remember who it was. But yeah, it was like that's very cool to see her, and considering how many injuries she's had to come back from as well. Congratulations to her.
Yeah. That's pretty dope.
Big time. And of course, speaking of triple doubles, you know, Miss Candace Parker became the first woman in WNBA history to record 3 triple doubles when the Sky played the Sparks last week. So, you know, things are happening. It feels like there's always a record that's being broken.
We gotta watch out for the Sky, man. That's all that's telling me. It's indicative that we're gonna have to face these ladies soon, and we're gonna have to do something about trying to beat them. Like,
well, Candace Parker is the problem. I mean,
she is
an undersized 5, and so they have to have someone reliable double her.
They do.
Yeah.
Throw a little bit of D'Arca on her, Plaisance on her, the Rupert, the new woman. Belle is not ready. She's not ready. I love her energy. I don't know if she's going to be here next year. But you know, Kia Stokes, they're gonna have to just keep like throwing fresh bodies at her.
They are,
to slow her down. Asia can't play her one on one right now.
No. I want that matchup, but she can't handle it. She's defensively the team's
got to stay cool. Like, they get so ramped up in the first or the second quarter, and then they're losing gas. Like, the Sky team was down by how much, and they just controlled it all the way to the end and finished it off.
26 points, a franchise, a league record or franchise record, league record.
Again,
that's crazy. That was insane. We were all there to witness that.
I mean, but it's good to see them respond because, you know, it could really like break a team. But I mean, given what they went through at how last season ended, you know, maybe they're a little bit more equipped, Asia specifically, to handle the adversity. And yeah, they're going to, I just don't, there's some teams that can get with them, you know, one or two games, but like a series.
Right.
It's tough out.
That's what I'm, that's what I'm concerned about. That is my concern.
Tough out.
Yeah. Like, so I wanted to show you guys.
What'd you say, Cassandra?
Connecticut will rough you up for a game. I just don't think that Connecticut is actually going to be able to like hang for a whole series.
Not
like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
The second half of this season is definitely going to show. I mean, it's going to be about, because a lot of people that have been injured are coming back that we didn't see again in the first half. And we're going to be going against the same faces, but new players or additional players. A lot of movement has been happening just for me playing the fantasy league. You see all these moves that are happening. People are signing free agents that weren't playing the beginning of the half of the season. So teams are slowly kind of evolving into the second half, and we'll see what may change, I guess. So
yeah, I don't want to have a best record. I don't want us to, I don't want a best record team from this. I don't mind if we go two or three in the spot as long as we make it to the playoffs, because teams with the best records never win championships. So I don't want it to be where we've got this stellar record. It was great, but we can't close. So
win a series.
I need to see a series win for sure.
This is what I got to show you guys, because, you know, obviously betting in Las Vegas is legal. Apparently betting in Chicago is also legal, especially with DraftKings. DraftKings is the one place we can't bet use here in Las Vegas, because I think we have so many other sports books.
Right.
We can't use DraftKings in Nevada, but in Chicago come 2023, this DraftKings sports book is going to be inside Wrigley Stadium.
Wow.
This is a sports book in a baseball stadium.
You know,
like,
how many brawls
just
are going to break out with that?
Listen, I can't even imagine just how this, can you imagine? I mean, just if every stadium that allows betting starts getting a sports book like this,
and nobody's
going to
be in the game.
Crazy.
They're not going to be in the game.
I wouldn't be.
Exactly.
Listen,
they'll
be
nervous.
No need to be
all up in that game, all up in that DraftKings thing. And they'll be drunk, and then they'll
be
tight, and then there'll be fights.
Yeah, you think people are acting a fool now?
Like, yeah, they're going to act a plum fool. Chairs will be flying. Tables will be flipped.
They're
going
to need the extra security. Extra
have to
security
those things
for sure.
Know that stuff.
That stuff is so, it's so ridiculous. So we're getting kind of close to the end. Obviously, I want to talk a little bit. The NBA free agency kicks off tomorrow at 3 p.m. We've already had a few moves that have been announced. We or believing that Mr. John Wall will be heading to the Clippers.
Okay.
This is going to be interesting, obviously, because Kawhi will be back. He's been injured all year last year, so that's going to be interesting for the LA community. Your Lakers decided to keep up with Russell Westbrook.
We don't have no choice.
Yeah, it's just a mess.
You're talking about $46 million here.
Yeah.
With the new news that came out today.
What was that? Well, I have no idea. Oh,
about his extension. He's going to stay another year, and then otherwise they owe him like $46 million. Like, league owes him $46 million.
Yeah.
No one's going to pay that.
Wow.
Man. Yeah, no one's going to pay that. That's what, yeah. Keep going with the news, though. It's just a disaster.
Yeah, you know, you've got Kyle Irving still. There was a whole issue with what's happening with him. He took his option. Whether he stays, I guess there's some clause into whether he could still be surf the market or whatever you want to call it.
He can surf after a season, but the Nets ain't letting him go.
You got James Harden still. Bradley Beal declines his player option. So it's going to be an interesting day starting off tomorrow, and I'm sure throughout to the beginning of this free agency for the NBA. And Steph Curry is going to be hosting the ESPYs this year, which will be kind of interesting.
Cool.
Yeah, I hope he bring. I hope he brings one of the kids or all the kids up and do something too. That'd be great.
That'll be fun. I'm glad to see Team Cornrow return to.
Meanwhile, we got street clothes over in LA. Street clothes and freaking Westbrook, like, and then you talking about Cornrow. Coral Central, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi cracked me up.
And John Wall.
His cornrows be good, but then he brush it. Like, who is telling you to brush your cornrows?
I just don't think he has. I just don't think he gets them done regularly enough to where they just get that, start getting that fuzzy. They just start getting too fuzzy.
He needs to wear like a durag. We know what needs to happen to keep that fuzz out and frizzy. Obviously, he's not doing that. Man. But the thing of it is the fact that he's still rocking this in 2022 is just fathoming to me. It's been years.
His edges, they still look good.
Hey, listen, I'm waiting to see the baby hair sideburns. I'm waiting to see them sideburn action going on. I'm waiting to see all of that. I'm waiting to see the cornrows with baby hairs pop off with him. I really.
Oh my god!
And speaking of the NBA too, Seattle has been given a preseason game. So the Blazers and the Blazers and the Clippers will be playing in October at Climate Pledge Arena. So Seattle's going to get a little bit taste of the NBA back in a little bit.
They're doing an exhibition over there. I know we get two here.
You going to go? You going to pop up there?
I might. You know, it depends. If I can swing it, well, there's a football game, too. It's just hard for me to, like, just go on it. Oh, and actually, I won't be there because I'm going to be in Detroit the weekend before for the Seahawks game. So I probably won't be.
They don't have no crab in Detroit.
I know they don't, but it's a new I got to hit a new stadium every year that I haven't been to.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. We are Pittsburgh. Yeah. We're actually, I'm taking my son. Nice. In October, because he's competing in Taekwondo, and we got Worlds, but then our fall nationals are going to be in Pittsburgh. So I was
cute.
Steelers are in town, I will get you tickets and we'll go because the Steelers are his favorite team. So
you'll have to do that. You'll definitely
That's great.
That's going to be really cute.
We skip his school and everything. I'm like, you ain't go to school on that Friday.
They can take a little sick weekend.
They can.
Listen, algebra can wait. Yeah. You got the rest of your life.
So also, too, you know, you guys travel and seeing all these stadiums. I'm very curious to see footage. So I need you ladies to be post. Well, I know, Mel, you're going to post. But Cassandra, let me see what that Steel Nation's looking like over there. The conditions, the whole vibe.
For sure.
With no Big Ben. I just need to see. I need details as soon as you do that.
Goodness. Get to step in full.
Yeah. Right? At least he's gone, right?
Yeah. Long overdue for that guy to be gone.
But who they got? Yeah. I mean, like, my son was like, well, they got Mason Rudolph. I was like, what? They got Pickens.
Does he own a Mason Rudolph jersey enough to be saying that?
Nah, but he was like being just matter of fact. Like, well, they got like a quarterback kind of like, there's a sun up there, the sun shining. Okay. But no, but, you know, they got Pickens as well. But it's going to be rough, rough from the pocket for the Steelers. Yeah. We'll see what Mike Tomlin, what Magic. It's going to, listen, they're going to need to have the best defense in the league. Need to have it.
All right.
Well, I'm going to pull up on them.
This is also the last week of Pride Month, so I did want to highlight a special Pride story. I wanted to, you know, usually we have our girl power, and I still have a girl power that I want to do, but this is actually going to be a little bit of Pride power. So Ryan Resk, I believe his name is, he's 29. He's the vice president of strategy and evaluation with the Phoenix Suns. He came out to the team this past winter. He's the first openly gay person in league history to be working basketball operations in an NBA front office, which I thought that was, I didn't realize that, you know, he would be the first, but apparently he is the first. His goal is to normalize for people in and out of the league that existence of gay men and women on the basketball side of operations does exist. So kudos to him for coming out. I mean, this kid, he started as an intern, like in 2016, made his way all the way to VP. So very impressive story of his. And so I wanted to just highlight that and shout him out. So pride power of the day. Also for girl power, I just got to give this girl all of her flowers. Malika Andrews did her thing for the NBA draft and phenomenal job. First woman to host the NBA draft in all of the history of the NBA. Mm-hmm. So here's a little video from her.
I'm so excited. I'm so honored to be the first woman to host the NBA draft on the anniversary, the 50-year anniversary of Title IX. But what makes me even more grateful is the number of women you're going to see on this broadcast, the moms, sisters that you're going to see, honored. Janae Agumake, Monica McNutt, my colleagues, all of my colleagues behind the scenes. It takes all of these women to build the broadcast that you are about to see, and I hope you enjoy.
Oh, shout out to that.
Yeah. And the woman she was talking, I mean, this was a great picture right here. I mean, you've got three ladies really holding it down for the NBA and for Black women as well, too. I mean, it looks great. It looked great. They did a wonderful job. I actually tuned in probably more this draft than I have in most NBA drafts. The only issue was Kendrick Perkins. I don't understand why this man was there or why they still allow him to speak sometimes.
I told you he gives me anxiety and I don't even like to watch him.
I can't.
Big Musty, you know, like Big Musty is always up in
not
there.
Big Musty.
Like, throwing must on stuff all the time.
No, you did.
Not Big
Musty. I'm never not going to ever hear that in my head now when I see him. I just, whenever
he
I hear him.
He gives me anxiety. And I swear to God, he's like, I told you, I don't like seeing him commentate. And I can't stand to watch him commentate. And it's just like, he gives me the anxiety that is not necessary when he speaks. I just don't trust none of that.
He is just must in the room. That's
for a guy that said no words on that Celtics team for many years, sure has a lot
to say.
He
got all the words to say
quiet.
Now, man.
Quiet. He was quiet. I said, this guy never talks. And I should have never put that out there.
Right. All right. I'm going to get into some sneaker drops. There's a lot of sneakers dropping on Friday on July 1st. I wanted to just bring a few to attention. You've got your Air Jordan 1 Lows. This is the Pinksicle. Very cute. The orange, of course, and the pink. Yeah. You've also got the Air Jordan 1 Lows. This is the reverse black toe. So, of course,
fire.
They swap that
and
white. The white is usually in the back end. So they swap that white and black toe, which is pretty cool.
I like that.
These are the Air Jordan 5s. They call these the WNBAs, I'm guessing, of course, because of the pink, but also that orange, orange right there. These will also be released on July 1st, which is Friday.
How do I get also, so I'm not like a sneakerhead at all, but like, what if I was interested in them shoes? What do I do?
You got to go through
download the Nike app or the sneakers app. One of those.
There's other apps. You could go also on Foot Locker app. StockX. Forget them. No. Goat app. Do also. What's the other little store I go to?
Well, you want to. I would go to the Nike or sneakers first because those will be the ones where you can actually buy it at regular price. Other ones are like wholesale, like resale. So like
They are, but other franchise stores also have it. So Foot Locker has it. You can go on there and jump on it too. But Nike, it's very hard. Cassandra, she's making it sound very easy for you to get these sneakers, and I'm going to give you the real. It is very tough to get these sneakers.
It's not easy.
It's
but
very
I'm saying
tough
if you,
to get these sneakers.
All your information can already be saved in Nike.
Right.
So
wake
as long
up
as you get in there before 7 a.m.
Yes.
And get it.
Oh, I got to get in line. I got to
get
in line.
Well, plus,
but here's the deal. Cassandra, what size shoe do you wear?
Forget it.
Six.
Oh, you might be grade school.
So you can wear a youth size. So you should
have
no problem.
You might be able to get away. Yeah, you might have a chance then. You'd have a better chance than us then. You definitely
I can
would.
Still so, wear a 7 youth, so I can still I still snag a few that way because I can wear a youth 7.
Because
I don't have grade
half,
school.
Right? So a 6 would be like a 4.5, and boys, it's like a size and a half or something like that.
It'll tell you on there. It'll show the breakdown.
You said you're a women's 6?
Uh-huh.
So you're a men's...
Yeah,
in
4.5.
Sneakers. In sneakers.
You're like a
for
men's
some reason.
5?
I'd say like a 4.5. Yeah. If
you're 4.5, 5. You might as well do grade school, but even on the grade school, you could do your true size 6 and get that 6. But I'm just telling you right now, even that is tough too, because this sneakers app is BS. She's hyping you up on something. And I'm telling you, go on Finish Line.
I've gotten a couple, okay? Like, it's okay.
Download all the sneaker franchise apps, even the one little thing across the street, because they even do a lottery. You can even go on the feature, the local one here. Like, I try to surf all networks. And if you're on Facebook, follow Vegas Sneakerheads for sizes 5.5 and under, or 6.5 and under, because trust me, people who hit, they always post those shoes on there and sell them at the retail price, too. Didn't know that.
Jordan,
but I follow Vegas Sneakerheads, but I'm never on Facebook enough to even do it. But they are doing that. So
they
that would be an
option. They sell them at the retail price?
Yeah.
So they're not. You don't
follow that group because you're not a secret. Vegas sneakerheads. They have the size runs. You could do six and a half.
Why would they sell them for retail when they can go sell them for more somewhere else?
Because they have boxes and boxes of them. And they show you the pictures of them, and they'll have them stacked up. It's like either independent stores out here that post, or like just individual sellers that got a dump, or they'll do a trade with you. They'll say,
"Don't let it be the faux sellers out there."
They'll be like, "I'll trade this for you or that." And then Features also one of those good in stores too. They kind of people sleep on them because they have a Jordan and Nike account. They usually will have some sneakers for you too. That sneakers app is crazy. You got to watch videos. You got to watch the stories. You gotta make sure that you're engaging in the app.
You do not. All you gotta, you just gotta go to upcoming, hit remind me, and it sets you an alarm in your phone. So as long as you're up before 7 and you get the little notification, you just click on it and wait.
She made that sound so easy. Maybe you don't get it. Maybe you do. I'm telling you the real, like, it's a struggle.
Because those red Jordans, like, I think those are like fight night shoes.
Oh, they're great.
Those are like
those are fire.
Those gotta be fight night shoes.
Those are fire. But good luck on getting those because they look like breads. So the thing of it is it's a fight. It's a fight, and they only have a certain size run. So if you wake up at 7, you have your car loaded up already. You hit the thing, it pins, and it keeps spinning and spinning and spinning.
You join the draw. You join the draw, and then it'll tell you if they do or not.
Good luck.
It doesn't hurt to try.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't hurt to try. It's a game. Friday. It's a game. And if you got anybody else that wants to do that for you too, get a team together.
I'm gonna have my son do it. Like,
yeah, have your son, have a team, have like a squad.
You know what you can also do too is you can go down to Shoe Palace down at Fashion Show because they usually have every shoe that comes out. You just gotta stand in their line.
And their line's not bad because no one's there. So Shoe Palace and then Chic is the other store I'm thinking of. Download that Chic app because they do the drawings too. And I usually get my J's out of Chic too very easily than I do that sneakers app. It's a whole game with sneakers. I'm not following for that one.
I think I want that one.
Get them. You should
And there's a ton of options for red too, just so you know. You can always look through what's available as well that they might have other styles in red that you might like.
That's true because I'm not wedded to like needing to have that Jordan.
Do that, go on GOAT because sometimes GOAT has the sneakers on sale too and the GOAT one is pretty reputable and the prices on the increase aren't as severe as a StockX or something like that.
I like a sale shoe.
They always have a sale.
They're never going to be sale like
they're
that.
They're not going to be sale, yeah, but you never know.
Ain't no $35 Nikes.
No, nothing like that. Not like that. That's another thing, Stan. That price point is like, it's going to hit you about $150 on the ticket.
Yeah.
Well, the lows will go for like $100 sometimes.
They're $150. You know? That's what I'm saying. Jordan highs are like $2-something. So the lows is like $150, $175.
She's going to be getting from like $85. I just got the pandas for $85.
She probably get $110 on them or $120.
Yeah, that'll be the threshold.
And yeah, that's the only thing is that ticket ain't.
You know. Every day.
Just keep watch of it, sis.
Day.
Yeah. Just keep watch of it.
These are coming back, y'all. The Nike Air Max Penny One, the Orlando.
Didn't you show these before?
That was a different one. That was the Barkley, I think, or something. But
they look so much the same.
I think it was a different color, but you know, this is the Orlando colorway, which hasn't been released in over 10 years. Of course, it originated back in like 95, 96 when Penny was playing with Orlando Magic, but these are coming back. Got the, for sure, the Air Jordan 1 OG. This is the Stage Haze. These will be released on July 2nd. Oh, yeah, that's a good one for you, the Raiders, for sure.
Oh, Raiders, nice. Jay.
Yeah. You got the, these ones came out in a high top earlier. This is the Bio Haze.
Oh, yeah.
The Low Easy, the low fly. You set little, they have a little zipper on them that helps you being able to slip in and out of them a lot easier.
I like those. I try for those. Yeah. Those are cute.
These will be out on July 6th. And then to finish it off, I've got the Nike Dunk Highs. These are the satins. Nice. These come out on July
7th. I want to see that as a low.
That would
if it
be
was
nice
a low, I'd be in. Can't do the Dunk High. It's a weird looking shoe. But I do like the satin on it.
It is pretty cool. Impressive. All right, y'all. We appreciate everyone that has tuned in, that has joined the chat.
Before we do your birthday shout out, we got one birthday shout out we did not talk about tonight.
What?
Being Vegas born and raised here, our team that has been Vegas born is 6 years old today. Shout out to the VGK, also known as the Golden Knights. Yes. Also known as Vegas Strong, all of that. It's 6 years ago on this day that we got introduced to the 31st team in the NHL franchise, and they are our Golden Knights. So happy birthday to the Knights. You've taken us to Stanley Cup Finals. We didn't make it. You've taken us to playoffs. Didn't make it all the way through. You took it to a season where we couldn't go to the playoffs. It's okay. But our young boy is only 6 years old. We got a ways to go and grow. And we're so proud of the team. And yeah, happy birthday to these VGK, these Golden Knights. Got to shout them out.
Yes.
Vegas born and raised.
VGK, for sure. Yes. All righty. All right, y'all. Well, it's time to get my celebration started. I'm off tomorrow.
I plan happy birthday, everybody. If you're watching right now, put a shot glass emoji in the comments. Let's do a salute to Mel, our founder of Girl Chat Sports. Amazing person, inside and out. I don't have a glass. I drank all my soda.
I do have.
I have my bottle right here, wine, I guess. But
what's
I'm not gonna
that? What you got? Cassandra pulled off some.
It's
vodka. Oh, look at that.
Nice. Nice. Put up here. Yeah, 6 years did fly by, Steph. Yes. Yeah. I need everybody to put a drink emoji in the comments. Let's holla. Happy birthday to my girl, our founder of Girl Chat Sports. It's been an amazing ride with this young lady. To many more. May her season shine bright and all of that. And saludos. Cheers.
That's my sign for the picture.
Drop them 4-4s. Yeah, that's a nice
four
age.
Fours. Four
that's
fours.
A nice age. Sitting on 4-4s. Yeah. Ain't that what Paul Wall said?
Yes. Thank you all for joining the chat. We appreciate you, Stephanie. Alicia, thank you so much. I know there were some more people earlier on too. Shane, we appreciate you. Everyone that's in there, thank you so much. And we'll catch you next Wednesday. Okay.
And Sam, thank you so much for coming on and being our guest. We really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much, Cassandra.
Thank you, Sam. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
I know. We love seeing you out there too. I always love seeing you at the Aces games. I enjoy seeing you at the Title IX event. And so we look forward to more time and seeing you some more out there.
Appreciate you guys.
All right, y'all. Have a good one. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next time. Bye.
Outro.